WIRX.
See, this is the order it's supposed to go in.
Okay.
For God's sakes.
Everything good?
I guess.
You need me to look at anything?
Make it work. Oh, yeah, like you're going to make it better.
I'm good at fixing things.
No, you're not. All you do is break stuff.
I know.
You're the worst.
But I'm good at fixing things because I break stuff so much.
Oh, so you got a lot of practice. That makes sense. We got some clouds today. Snow, rain mix. It's going to be kind of scattered throughout. Could see a couple inches in some places. High of 38 tonight. More lake effect snow at times. Low of 25 Saturday. More snow. We got some sun. We got some clouds. It's going to be some flurries kind of all over the place. High of 35. Sunday warming up just a scooch.
Just a scooch.
Mostly cloudy. High of 40.
Couple inches, huh?
Couple inches. I'm used to that.
Was that outside or in your pants? Damn it. You beat me to it.
I beat you to it.
Bastard.
Always will.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
You actually told me about this earlier on, but now the story's finally come out. Police in Tuscumbia, Alabama, say 27-year-old Glenn Bost ran out of a Waffle House restaurant covered and smothered in pieces of gypsum and insulation after he fell through the ceiling in the middle of the dining area.
Oh, yeah. There's a video on this, too.
He wasn't wearing any pants. Now, here's why. Here's why he was Donald Ducking it. Investigators say Bost went into the restroom, removed his pants, and then used them to tie the door shut. He crawled into the ceiling and attempted to enter the restaurant's business office, presumably to rob it, but he fell through the ceiling. He then fought off customers who tried to hold him and ran off. The pants, which he left in the restroom, had his wallet and ID, so police know exactly who they're looking for.
Nice.
How stupid.
Just get a job, you know? Something.
Obviously.
You're going through all these lengths to get a little bit of money.
Why are criminals so dumb? Is that why they lead to a life of crime? But here's the problem is that you're not any good at it. You got to be somewhat smart to pull off some decent heists.
Well, think about this. Maybe criminals aren't dumb. We just always talk about the dumb ones because the dumb ones get caught.
But it just seems like these, I don't know. This is just, why not use your shirt to tie it off?
Yeah.
Out of all the things, you'd be like, nope, pants are a better idea. So now you're going pantsless.
So what was his idea was to tie the door shut, go get the money from the office, and then come back to the bathroom?
Yeah. Does it not have a lock on the bathroom door?
Right. You know?
And why not use your shirt?
It's a bunch of morons.
Oh, my God. So stupid.
Actually, no. I love it because it gives us something to talk
about. That's true. That's true. This is very Florida-esque, but it happened in Alabama. Yeah. Close, anyways.
Alabama.
Can you imagine that sitting there eating your waffles, your chicken fried steak, and all of a sudden, boom! Right through the ceiling, some guy with no pants on.
Hey!
What are you doing?
You want the rest of my waffle?
I'm full. Do you want this? Take this to go? Morons.